you find yourself in a town. A small remote town with a big mystery and an even bigger body count. You have your reasons for wanting to enter. Every lost soul did. You find strangers who will join you, but can you trust them? You meet a madman, Zoltar, the Prince of Phantasm. This is his dungeon, or is it? You learn the trick quickly. There is no escape. Either succeed or die trying as your very life force slowly fades. Did the walls just move around you? This place is unsettling. No time to rest. Are you perceptive enough to spot the traps before they get you? Are you intelligent enough to solve the puzzles that block your path? Are you strong enough to battle through the foes? Do you have the endurance to simply survive? This isn't for the faint of heart. This is the Dungeon of Doom.
Rocker, you're up.
Alright, I move to here.
Well, I ran up and I attacked the one you attacked, and then the rest just came after me.
Well, you were out front.
I know.
I moved there.
I was running up to the one.
And I swing my hammer around and it glows. And I cast Word of Radiance.
Yep.
Constitution saving throw.
Alright, first one. 17. 15. 17.
They all save. Nothing happens.
Did you drink this?
No, I've had it that way. I think it was Logan.
Diana?
You're up. I wasted my turn, guys.
What'd you waste your turn on?
I may not have wasted
your
turn.
I casted a cantrip, and they all succeeded, and it does no damage on succeeds.
Your turn was wasted.
I could cast Shield of Faith on myself, but...
Oh, would you like to?
No. I failed.
You failed? One failed for Diana. Rack, you're up.
No.
Is this obelisk, like, gone now?
It's totally crumbled to dust. I mean, there's just a bunch of dust floating in the air.
But they saw the radiance come out.
Oh yeah. They were scared.
Intrigued.
Where's the rubble? Immerse me.
Where are the pillars supporting this room? That you said
they're on the walls.
They're magic.
They're not in the center of the room. They're just like pillars attached to the walls.
So the walls.
Yeah, so basically...
They're like carved into the wall.
Yeah, they're like carved into the wall.
I quickly try to grab the torch again.
Okay.
She's dying, by the way.
Oops. I wrote Brewer's Flies under my languages.
You can grab the torch now.
All right.
You're proficient. You speak beer.
Yeah. I can speak
so well. You have a torch.
Is sure you do a death save, but she failed.
Yeah, she failed one.
Are these guys in hand-to-hand with me?
Is this obelisk up here, but it's a stone?
I know.
Is that the same thing?
No,
is this the same thing? Same.
Are these guys in hand-to-hand with me?
No. Because of the way you moved with her power, you're far enough away that they're not in hand-to-hand.
Okay. I go... out and around.
Okay.
Grab that glyph. Aww.
And I try to stabilize.
Ooh, look at you.
Torch in hand.
What's a medicine check here?
Mm-hmm.
15.
All right, you're stabilized. After you stabilize her, you feel a slimy sensation on your hand with the torch.
Gross.
It's a snake.
And as you look, the torch sort of disappears and there's tentacles all around your arm.
The torches are never torches. Why'd you grab it?
Okay. The enemy's turns. Brock.
I thought there was something special.
Two slashing axes at you.
Me?
Yes.
Brocker?
Brocker. Brocker. 21 to hit.
Brocker.
17 plus 4. 8 damage. Second one is 7. So 8 slashing damage. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 10 slashing damage, because they're in a rage. 8 plus 2.
More of a rage.
That's both those. There's two more.
All my health is disappearing.
Two more guys. One This one here shoots 3 fireballs of humor at Troy.
3?
Yep.
Pew, pew, pew.
So if you're as good as me, you'll dodge all of them.
First one, 10.
Nope.
Second one, 16.
Yeah.
Third one, 8. Take 8 fire damage.
Man, good thing more than 1 damage.
Second one conjures up another small little firebolt and shoots.
The one next to me?
Yeah. Shoots.
So it has disadvantage?
Yeah. 12. He misses.
I laugh.
He's so discouraged, he's about ready to just walk around and just put his nose in the corner.
I lean over and I say, just go fall in that pool over there.
Murgatroyd, you're up.
Push him.
I run around. Going all the way around.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I cast Sacred Flame on this one.
Okay. Ooh, Sacred Flame.
Sacred Flame.
So, con saver dex.
That's over with.
Fix already.
I can't remember what Sacred
it's over
Flame
with.
Dex.
12.
Fails. 9 damage.
It just totally evaporates. It's gone. That's Rocker.
Can I use my inspiration to give them disadvantage?
I'll allow it.
Since I'm not rolling anything.
I'll allow it.
I use Word of Radiance. I smack my hammer on the ground. Holy sparks fly off of it.
15 for the one that's
been failing. Wait, disadvantage?
Yeah, that the one that's been majorly failing. The other one, 5.
Just one of my warhammer.
Makes a D6, isn't it?
6 maximum damage.
6 radiant damage, that's 12.
It burns at the shadows that it forms and pieces that flicker
off.
Is
that the warrior one?
Yeah, flickers off and goes into the ceiling. Diana, you are unconscious. Brack, you're up.
You can't take that. It dies?
No, that one did not die.
Oh, wait.
Pieces of it just start to fall off.
Oh, pieces of it.
Yeah, pieces of it. Brack, you're up.
I move in between these two. My nimble small self.
What? No. What are you doing? You push me out of the way?
I'm just moving in the middle of you.
He's a little guy. How does that work? Now I'm more than 5 feet away from him.
Yeah, we gotta push him.
Just run on the other side.
I was trying to save you with a fireball.
Fireball?
Yeah, if a fireball came your way, I was gonna block it for you.
Oh, I got you.
I'm resistant to fire damage.
Me
too. He's made of fire.
Me too. Alright, I slash at this little weakling.
Bees and ewes.
Before you roll me an athletics check, please.
Oh, is this a stupid.
You're gonna trip on the rubble.
No, I'm not gonna trip on the rubble. It's a thing on my hand.
Oh, athletics. Oh, okay. Alright,
22!
Yeah, roll your 10. Now you roll 5.
Are you gonna drop the tentacle mass? Or?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to, but I think it's wrapped around my hand. Automatic miss. The tentacles got me.
You slash through the tentacles with your athletics check. As you reach back to slash, the tentacles reach out and grab it, and you cut through. But as you're cutting through the tentacles and the torch falls on the ground, you miss your target totally.
Blah. Oh, they're gonna like spray acid blood at him or something.
No. Brocker, here comes an axe.
I laugh.
22.
Oh no, you shouldn't have done it.
18 plus 4. 5 slashing damage. And then the wizard has disadvantage.
I really should have casted Shield of Faith. I would have absorbed missed 2 hits just now.
He rolls a 5.
For 15 damage total.
This Hoot is just worthless. Sorry. He's just bad. He don't know how to do anything.
He should die
just because he's missing.
He should be. Murgatroyd, you're up.
Sacred Flame on this one.
Okay.
Dex.
Yep. 8.
Fails. 13 max damage.
Just like a firework. Pieces of it just sort
I'm
of
on a killing spree,
as it's dissipating out, killing they just sort of burn like embers off the fire, and they just all
nice. Well,
I think we have so much radiant damage.
I know, you guys do. Brocker, you're up.
Megan.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever happened to this guy?
He's shooting stuff.
He's been shooting
fireballs
and stuff, yeah.
Okay, well,
the guy next to you and make him
he's
take,
still there.
Make him take
I'll just, yeah, I'll just punch him with my hammer fist.
Okay.
What?
I'll swing my war hammer.
Hammer fist.
11.
Miss!
Dang it. Uh-oh. The tables have turned.
I move over here.
You're down, sorry. Brack, you're up. Two wizards left.
I feel like you missed this guy, but...
Split up, good idea.
8.
Miss.
Cool.
You conjure up the guy that's in front of you, Brack.
Disadvantage.
3 fireballs. And he shoots them all at you.
Like
double disadvantage.
He changes it.
What?
He changes
his spell. He casts Shatter.
Wow, backseat, huh?
Yeah. Well, I forgot Brocker's so close. Shatter, Constitution saving throw.
Why'd you get so close to me? Constitution, huh?
Yeah, con save.
Okay. Huh.
18. I get advantage.
16.
Okay. Both of you take 5 thunder damage.
Gosh dang it.
Okay. He's done. The other one's gonna absolutely fail.
We're slowly getting whittled away here.
You're doing great.
Oh yeah. He goes to throw another fireball, and as he does, it just... It just flames and he does nice.
Okay.
He won't hurt us.
They heard it so
quickly.
He
explodes.
He just goes, and it just he lights on fire, and his energy goes into the
I
box.
Said, I told you should have just jumped in the pool while you had a chance.
My goodness. Murgatroyd, you're up.
It's his first day.
Yeah, he is new. He is new to being this ghostly form, so he didn't quite get it.
I cast Sacred Flame again.
Yeah.
On the last guy.
11.
Nice. 8 damage.
Can I say radiant damage?
Radiant damage.
Oh, it hurts.
As my item interacts, I get out a cloth and I wet it with a
the oily rag.
Yeah. No, I wet it with my water skin.
Okay.
My Kool-Aid water skin.
Brocker, you're up.
I charge over there. And I smack him with my warhammer.
Okay.
19.
Hits.
6 bludgeoning.
Alright. Still alive. Rack.
Leave this presence, foul entity. 24.
Hits.
8. 8 with Welkin.
As you look into his eyes, you notice.
No.
It's Burrow.
No, Burrow.
And you hit him and smash him up against the wall, and he hits the wall, and you can see the wall sort of, it wraps around his body as his face melts into the wall. It disappears.
No, I throw the sword down, and I, what did I do?
Is that torch there still, or is it somewhere else?
No, it's over. It's cut in half. On the ground. There's the tentacles. Combat's over!
I lay the dampened rag on Diana's forehead, and I take off my robe, and I stuff it underneath her head as a pillow. So I'm just in my leather armor.
It's all sticky because it's Kool-Aid.
No, it just tastes like Kool-Aid.
I go over and I give her a health potion.
Get in your health potion. Don't.
We just got 3.
Don't give her a bitch. My goodness,
she's gonna be craving. She's gonna be craving.
You better just give her all 3.
Yum yum.
Actually, are you guys hurt?
I'm like bleeding everywhere.
How much health
are you at? It sounded like you're standing.
How much health are you guys at?
2.
How much are you at?
12.
Not looking good.
Ask me.
I can't. Nice and comfy.
Negative 5.
No, you have a damp rag on your head and a pillow.
Yeah.
You're looking really comfortable.
I'd rather have that than a health potion.
Oh, I should have made the water taste like health potion.
I don't give her a health potion. Instead, I said, everyone gather around. I'm gonna heal us up.
I gather.
That you're gonna heal us.
I start casting a spell. It takes 10 minutes.
Okay.
Like out of game, 10 minutes or
casting time, 10 minutes.
Do we have to stay there where you're close to you?
You gotta be close. You can look
so
around.
We all hold each other's hands and look at each other's
technically
eyes.
It's only when I cast it at the last second, but
yeah, so you guys can look around.
Do I still see the tentacles?
Yes.
I try to Eldritch Blast them off.
Oh, it's he's already like cut them open and they're just like withering around, just flopping around.
I pick up whatever that thing is.
The torch?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're gonna go down, bro.
It reminds you of the flashlight runes that you found in the lever room.
Okay. I'll look at it while I'm waiting. Jostle it.
Jostling doesn't do a whole lot.
Alright, I cast a spell. All right.
Well, they're still looking around. There's in the dust and rubble of the obelisk, there's rubies. 12 of them.
Just what?
Rubies. Not boobies. Rubies. That you guys can collect if you want. So, if you want some rubies for some reason, you can get them.
There's nothing to spend them on, but...
And then there's the two...
For later, when our champions make it out, and they go on to another adventure, they'll have the rubies.
That's true. You guys want to get them or not?
I'm casting the spells.
Yeah, okay. I'm waiting.
Okay. Cast the spells, cast.
All right. Everybody heals for... Ooh. 7 plus 4, 11.
Wow.
11 plus 5. So...
16.
16 damage.
Whoa, what a good spell slot there.
Yep.
Boom.
Okay.
It must have been an hour.
It's been an hour!
Yeah!
By the boom, by the bang.
Can that give me?
A little bit more health. Probably max
15.
Out. 15. Huh? 15. Whoa, look at you.
She's going to have to pass it on to you now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at 31 out of 38.
I take my new thing over to the glyphstone.
Okay.
Nice.
Do I feel like it makes the
shield go away? And I was a lot. How much did you heal just
then? On your left. 15
plus your 16. Right.
As you bring it close to it, the flickering of the force field around the glyphstone totally dissipates. And it's gone. And you're able to take
it. Who else needs health?
Well,
I jingle my health potions.
I think I'm okay.
All right, I'm going to drink one. It's 2d4 plus 2.
Yep.
6, 7, 8.
What? Read that glyphstone. So many things you guys have to remember.
Yeah, holy crap. I miss Fangs.
There's a lot.
I go over and inspect it and grab it.
There's a force field.
There's a force field around it.
Oh. Hey, Murgatroyd, how'd you get yours off the wall?
I toss him the ward.
What is it?
Just a small, like, stone.
Where'd you find this?
Point behind the obelisk.
I hold it up to the thing.
I thought you had the torch.
Grab it.
Throwing a torch.
He's okay. Very resistant. He's okay.
So that's 8.
I have 3 here. How many do you have?
I think that's actually done.
This
I
was
have 2. Well, nope, you can't go 8. By the name of them.
It's 8.
Because they're named.
We need 5. There's 5 more in the next room.
keep telling yourself that.
Looks like, and then you find one on the ground. And then you find one over here in the floor.
You found all 13 and you're teleported out. It's over.
You win!
Yeah, right.
Zaltar's dead.
Oh, we're just getting warmed up here.
We still have a...
So we still have two...
Two short rests, and we have eight.
No, we have all of our short rests.
No,
oh,
we used one.
They never said.
No. And we have one long rest for death.
We used...
Yeah, we can rest and then die. That's perfect.
Well, now we don't need to rest, because we have some health back.
Well, maybe we need to get fully in full health, and then next time, if we survive, we'll take a rest.
I'm good. I would rather see what's ahead.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm almost full.
And you're good
I'm almost
now.
Full, too. He's not.
And you guys got beat up pretty bad in there.
Every room I've been in.
Yeah.
There's a servant queen around these parts somewhere.
Is my amulet
There's a serpent cult.
No, those are those snake people.
In an inner circle.
What's the other benefits?
What?
My amulet has other benefits.
I run up to Brocker.
Oh, this one would be perfect for you. High, strong, and impulsive.
Oh, man. Obviously didn't hit once, did it?
Mm-hmm. No.
If it hits you, you have to do a con save.
It hit one of us.
No, it missed every single one. It makes you vulnerable to your next attack, whatever you get hit with. And if you fail it, the con save by 4, it's an instant death save fail.
You fall down?
No, like if you fall down, you instantly already have one death. So
forever?
Until the end of this combat. So if you got hit 3 times and failed each, if you die, you're dead.
Yep.
But you didn't do it.
Hey, Burgatroyd. What's your glyph sound do?
You don't need to trade him. Just ask for the one he has.
I ignore your question.
Oh, I guess you don't want to fly. And I put my glyph stone in my bag.
Wait, let me finish my sentence. Instead, I say... Know that Cicel and Zaltar's bond grew in accord with their cruelty. They dragged Andronicus's poisoned body into the final chamber of their dungeon, a shrine of unholy darkness that was still under construction. They heaped Andronicus upon a black altar in the heart of the shrine. Here, in the shadows of flickering braziers, the pair enacted a profane ritual. The orgy of spilt blood and unspeakable foulness culminated with Cicel tearing Andronicus's soul from his still conscious body in an unimaginably excruciating death. Far from finished with the paladin, Cicel captured and enslaved his soul, binding him for eternity to her service. She corrupted what was left of his consciousness, turning him into a bloodthirsty creature that existed solely to torment and slay the living.
Anti-paladin.
Yeah. Andronicus,
no such thing.
One of Mithras's bravest warriors, became one of the most fearsome creatures inhabiting the Dungeon of Doom, the first of the foul Mergast. My eyes get real big. And I reach for the glyph stone. Grab your hands.
Wait a minute. When this glyph stone and 7 other glyph stones are brought together, and up to 7 characters meditate for 10 minutes, they get a long rest.
Wait, does that destroy?
No, it's like the one he had.
Okay. Just making sure.
You have another long rest!
Woo! We've been really conservative. Well, that's good.
Well, I should have prepared Bless.
I got you.
Or aid or something. Well, we'll save this for later, but there's also some good stuff for you.
There won't be any later.
Can I have that one?
You're like, I didn't have to cast that spell.
I got you.
Guys are switching. All right.
Do you want a glyph stone? I'll give you one of mine.
Oh, poor Wilkin.
You should take this crit one because I can't crit anything to save my life. And it's got a heal. It's single use as a heal. You want it? You want to check it out? Take a look at it. Give me less things to have to feed.
There's a lot of stuff going around in this one. All right.
If you want to switch back, you can, but I figured you want to fly.
This is ending this attunement requires a short rest.
Oh.
Where?
Attuning to
fast attunement.
Items only take 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then the very last sentence.
To unattune, it takes a short rest, yes.
Oh.
Well, no.
My bad. But you guys aren't officially attuned to it until after you've decided who gets it.
Yeah.
So to swap it would take a short rest.
Yeah, so I can't have this.
Ooh.
Do you want it when we take a short rest?
Yeah, this one does a lot.
But
this
yeah, one, it's pretty cool.
This one urges me to hone my skills and achieve greatness. Like, I don't need the pep talk at the time.
Maybe you do.
Wait, so these two are the same, except for this one, I have to do a disadvantage later.
Have you used the one charge yet?
I can't remember all of them.
I don't think we've used
too many
the
powers.
Major use on anything yet.
I used my major use.
But that was the long rest.
You gain a plus one bonus to attack rolls, including spell attacks.
Yeah, it'd probably be wise the major use ones to put a check mark beside them and use them or something.
Yeah.
Next one of 2, 3, 3. So attack bonus is not stack.
Well, RS max is out at 2.
This isn't a stack. This doesn't stack with a magic item.
Correct.
So if I used a Welkin with the plus one.
Unless you get a crit, you get a second charge.
We all have plus one weapons. Yeah. So
then you use two charges to do plus two?
No, once you have two charges, you have plus two.
Yeah, I'm getting lots of personalities, split personality disorder.
You're going to be messed up.
And then once you do your major use, it would affect two people. So you could heal yourself and someone else.
This isn't a far stretch.
Two separate people.
This one says
you spend all the stored charges up to move where you select yourself and adjust creatures.
Your
it
also says you get another charge every day.
This episode was brought to you by reading.
You don't want the tandem as paper.
Yeah, DM.
Brought to you by Hooked on Phones.
Yeah, Reading Rainbow.
Also, I have a repulsive personality. I like to make fun of my enemies while I fight them. Lots. Criticize them.
Hey. What are you doing?
Those guys come in?
No.
I'm not quite sure what the plus one.
Okay, so, where to? I look around for a door.
I guess we have to go out the way we came.
Gotta go swimming. Gotta find Fangs.
Then where? Do we go through the other...
Fangs can smell.
Well, the statue will probably tell us.
I search the walls for any kind of hidden passage.
Okay.
And floors.
After searching, you don't find anything that resembles anything kind of passage.
Don't find anything that resembles anything.
Nope, it's just a wall.
Let's all jump in at the same time.
Whoa, come out as like a thing.
Synchronized.
one wing.
Yeah.
A gnome arm.
Oh, before I jump in, I go over and inspect the tentacle things. Try and figure out what they are.
Oh, he already picked it up and he destroyed them all and then he gave you the rune that was in it.
Oh, it was inside the... Yeah. He didn't tell me that.
You weren't supposed to know. You saw a torch.
I saw the things once he grabbed a hold of it, probably.
Space hugger.
I like how mine is like way down and he's like sticking up in the air.
You say face hugger?
I jump in.
We all jump in at the same time. Synchronized diving.
Go ahead.
You all jump in?
Mm-hmm. It's like...
Does it carry the momentum?
Yeah, it's like synchronized swimming.
Yeah.
Who was with who?
I was on this side.
What? What do you mean?
Me and Brack.
Me and...
We're sitting how we were at.
Yeah.
Come on.
Now we gotta find these
guys, around
too.
Oh, man.
This is the night... This is a helpful statue. Oh. Those ghosts just hung out? They just hung out and waited?
Yep.
It's
It was like a video game where they're like, oh, we can't get to the guy, we'll just wait. Until they open the door back up.
Critical!
Just oh, we're rolling again?
Yes.
Three. We swapped.
Four.
It wasn't really good. It was 19 plus one.
We're going to join?
23.
Jeez.
Hey, we got this.
I got a four.
Yeah, we got this.
Let's focus.
Just the...
Whoa! I came after you.
You really can't.
That's
fly.
A bad sign.
I was falling with style.
That didn't get on camera, just like the spider.
I think the camera was just too small to pick up. And it was white, too.
Because it's sideways.
Okay, there we go. Murgatroyd, you're up.
It's a portrait.
Nice.
I cast Sacred Flame on one of these two.
Which one?
Fleece
it. Okay. 14.
Yeah. 9 damage. Radiant damage.
Very nice. All right. You stay in there.
Which one did you hit?
The dancer.
Okay, the dancer.
Brack, you're up.
She might be too far away from me.
Probably. You and your splint armor.
Who put me there?
Yeah, 15 feet.
Yep, you're not getting there.
Take the dodge action.
Okay.
I can't believe you.
Muscles what? Begin to rupture out from underneath her clothes. And she runs straight at you with her sword.
I remind myself I have a warning.
21 to hit. Take 14 slashing damage.
Yikes.
Take the dodge action.
Yikes.
Jerk. 22!
What?
Take that!
No, do it again.
Double dodge.
30!
18!
I did it.
No, I missed it.
So right. How much did you hit with?
I forgot.
Oh, roll the tape.
Like
11? It was 14.
I think 13? It was 14. 12? 14 sounds right. It was a big number that I wasn't expecting. This one does the same thing. Runs right for Brocker.
Good thing I was out in front. It's
a great axe. 14 to hit.
No. Just you and me.
Alright. Brocker, you're up. It's right in your face. Shadow muscles bulging.
I shuffle around while holding up my shield.
Okay.
Alright. And I say, boom goes the dynamite. And I slam my hammer on the ground. So pass Word of Radiance. Oh, wait.
11 is the highest they got.
Oh, they both fail.
Yep.
Woo!
I figured.
Maximum damage.
Six.
Wow. Oops. I don't think they're six actually vulnerable to it, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, radiant damage.
Radiant damage.
Ignites their souls. They're crying inside of their ghostly bodies.
Cool.
Diana, you're up.
Crying inside.
I go, what's dynamite?
Inspiration! Just kidding. Oh, all right, probably shouldn't say.
Hey, don't joke about that.
Wait, I don't get it.
You said, boom goes the dynamite.
And you said what?
What's dynamite?
Black powder or something.
Let's see that massive damage, Diana.
14.
Hits.
15 damage.
Nice. Man, you roll like max damage all the time.
When she's alive.
Oh, well, yeah.
It disappears into the wall.
I tell them, I'm like, we already got one down. How are you guys?
Wait till this next turn. We'll show you.
Yeah, but.
Yeah. All right, Merv. Wait till this next turn. Fireballs. Here they come.
Uh-oh.
Three of them.
I'll tell you in 6 seconds.
Three misses.
10.
Nope.
17.
Yep.
And 19. 15 fire damage.
Oh my gosh.
Fireball is just
coming
out.
Come back half dead. And we're like, what happened to you guys?
Brocker. I'm gonna disadvantage.
For what?
Three more fireballs at you!
Oh yeah. Well, my thing only works within 5 feet, so.
You stupid die. This and missed. Okay, they all missed you.
Woohoo!
These dice haven't done anything for me. That's it for them. Top of the order,
Sacred
Troy, you're up.
Sacred Flame on the Dancer.
Alright. Sacred Flame says 10. Fail.
Wow. 13 max damage.
13?
Dead.
It's not.
26 and it's not dead.
I don't think it's double.
It just, it's barely hanging on to existence.
Oh, we're close.
What one did you do? I'm sorry.
A Dancer.
Oh, you did that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Nope. She's dead. There we go. Yeah, she's
dead. That's what I thought.
She's dead.
Yeah. My bad.
Because you already hit her for a lot.
Yeah.
Yep. She gone. Alright, next is Rack.
Going forward and dodging him.
Burrow!
There we go.
Why did you do that? 11.
Yes.
You can add one.
They're already gone, so...
Because it's undead.
Rocker,
I'm not going to add one because it's undead, so I get...
Oh, it's a special... Oh, God.
Rocker.
Yeah.
It already is plus one.
I just...
plus two for undead.
Yeah.
I still roll that.
I swing with my Warhammer.
All right.
With your what?
My Warhammer.
Oh.
I thought you said armor.
I thought you said wiener.
10.
I thought you
yes.
Good, and only... It was a one.
Diana, you're up.
Go around and attack 13.
Damn.
Yes, I'm just kidding. Hits.
Don't joke about it.
12.
Slash down. Another slash. As it tries to block you with its great axe and misses. They get to go.
It's almost dead then. How much damage?
They get to go back to the grapes.
15.
Oh no, they don't. As the one walks up to you. Oh no, you're right there. Oh,
I stopped at fireballs.
Yeah.
Wait, no, they're not the same thing.
That was a plan. That was a plan. You
know.
They cast Shatter on you.
Yeah. Wow.
Man, they like
roll
to use
con save.
Okay.
Good thing we're not Warforged.
Take 6 force damage. The other one casts Burning Hands on both of you. Roll a dex save, please.
I should have flanked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, flanking's in the game.
Keep forgetting about that.
I didn't.
Oh, I didn't.
I succeeded.
You gotta be on the opposite side.
Oh,
okay. So you'll take 3, and you'll take 3.
After reducing?
After a reduce to reduce, and you're going to take 12. Because you take half damage, and then you reduce it. You're going to take 12 fire
I feel
damage.
Like she's trying to purposely take 12 so she can get another hit. another hit of that.
I haven't had any today.
Murgatroyd, you're up.
She hasn't had any.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, she
Sacred
needs
Flame.
I've had any.
If we make it out, she needs to have like some sort of her new flaw. Is she likes to, you know, a little bit.
Yeah, she's a little addicted to the potion.
Sacred Flame.
She can't heal without a potion.
Well, I didn't know I had to flank it.
13.
I forgot about it.
10 damage. Radiant damage.
All right, it's gone.
We
How's
killed
going
them all
over there.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Brack, you're up.
I go through the door.
All right. Once you go through, Fangs is laying there.
Dead.
What, just like sleeping? He's asleep.
Oh, no, he took a long rest.
Wake up. He couldn't. If we weren't gone that long.
First he lost Burrow, now he's going to lose Fangs.
No, wait. He's just sleeping.
All right, he's laying there.
I go up there and pet him.
He growls at you.
He's mad I left him.
Who's after Brock? You're up.
Killer.
I move like that.
Okay.
And I attack with my hammer.
You have advantage.
That's it. For 12 damage.
Still alive.
It's still alive?
Yep. Diana.
What? That's how. Do you record her hit? And the hit from my first
hit? Around here.
Yep.
It's barely holding. It's crying inside.
Barely.
Attack. 17.
Oh, I hit.
13.
Yeah, it's gone down.
Nice.
You did it.
I give you a high five.
Through the ghost as it evaporates.
And it's gone. I turn to the statue and I put my thumb on my beak and go like that at him.
He does.
Does it move? I got it.
Is this the room I started in?
Yeah.
It's backwards.
That's because he didn't move it. This is actually the episode.
That's the one that said that you...
You had to be strong.
You had to be strong.
Okay.
I go over to the statue and I was like... I'm like... I'm strong. And so is my friend here.
It appears you both are. Congratulations.
I didn't see a way to proceed. Do you know of the next location?
When I was alive, I was a fighter. Since then, I've been in this room. So no, I don't know.
Where did you die at? Get trapped?
Out at a circus.
The dungeon probably shifts around.
I guess so.
I'm sure a path will open up once we get out of this.
Probably.
Little area.
Alright. I turn to the door and I go through it.
You guys are all back.
I say bye.
I fall on my back.
Fangs gets up and walks over and curls next to you.
Yeah. He heals me, doesn't he?
No, he does not heal you.
Looks my beak.
Should we move this?
Yes, all this can be moved. Oh, I should have moved my chair back first.
It's disastrous.
Right. I'm skilled enough, I guess.
Skilled enough.
Alright. You guys have emerged from the Eldritch Pools. Victorious! Ooh. Where do you go now?
Does anything look different?
Yet? Interesting. Nothing looks different.
Unless there's a hidden door somewhere.
The statue is still completely silent.
Oh.
What time is it? 11:20? Alright, so we still got a little bit of time. I like.
I just start inspecting everything, retracing all my steps. Looking for a secret passage or secret lever in the wall or the floor. And I also look at the ceiling. And I start here and I just start moving my way back.
The rest of you?
Yeah, I guess we start going back.
I mean, you do have a wand. I don't want to use it yet.
It's only...
Looking for differences on the way.
Alright, they've decided to start going backwards.
What's the range on it? I forget.
30. Fangs cuddled up with me.
I'll see if I can find it myself.
Just make us a fun.
See if I can find stuff myself first.
Okay.
Oh! I picked up my my robe.
Your
after
rope?
You got it. Put it back on.
Okay.
Your rope or robe?
But, a robe.
You took off your robe?
Yeah. And I put it under her head.
You were naked?
No, I had my leather armor on instead of.
You were naked?
You don't wear that on the outside?
No. They wear the good stuff on the outside. When I gonna. It'd be like wearing a t-shirt on the outside of the hoodie.
You know Fangs is upset with you.
Fangs, I'm sorry. I didn't want. You were gonna get hurt. It was a very dangerous place. We didn't know what the pools did. Please forgive me.
Give him a treat.
you like gold?
He stays close to Murgatroyd.
I give him a ration.
He needs it. Still stays close to Murgatroyd.
You'll be there next time.
It's like the dog where he like puts his head out.
We're gonna need you.
Yeah, he goes right back. Yeah, exactly.
We're gonna need you next time. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks. I saw Burrows.
The dog.
He knows the name.
How many times do you say your own name to your own pet?
Oh, they know.
He doesn't make anything out of it. You continue to retrace your steps. You make it inside the second door to the steps going up.
Guys, I'm hurt.
As you guys are walking, he says he hurts.
I say it too.
I'm really
hurt. Do you need to stop? Take a short rest?
I have, like, feeling very weak.
I'm pretty good. How about you?
Guys, I'm really hurt.
Does
it sound like you?
That was.
I don't really need to heal. So.
You could do like a
Have healing potions if you want to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Do a hit.
Oh, I need a couple hits. And he need Murgatroyd. I saw him get
Or there. We could stop for a longer break.
I mean, we can use the potions before anything else.
You just want to use the potions and keep going?
I mean, if you guys aren't hurt that much, then yeah.
He definitely should have used the long rest yet.
Yeah, I'm only 6 down, so.
Yes. What? Then how many healing potions do we have?
I have 3.
Still?
No, he got that sack from that.
I thought we had 3 total.
How many do you have?
None.
I have 1.
I don't have any.
Oh. Okay, well, I give you guys each one.
2d4 plus 2.
Well, they can drink it if they want.
2d4 plus 2, that's terrible.
Did you get 2 ones?
I got a 1 and a 3.
Ooh, that's good.
Oh boy, I got a 6. That's not good enough.
So did I.
Start finding some better health potions.
I can maybe brew some.
All in good time.
If I can find some brewer's kits.
I think I'm going to heal myself, guys. I mean, I have 14. I got hit. If I put a number on my health, I would say.
Guys, I think there's a secret passage. In fact, it's almost guaranteed there's
a secret. Out of a random passage. Number, like maybe 32.
Yeah, like. I feel I'm like, I don't know, a little less than half that.
There's definitely some secret passages somewhere. We just missed them.
Okay. What does that have to do with my health?
What? I'm moving on.
I'm gonna heal myself.
Okay. With what?
Cure wounds.
Ooh. Level 2?
I don't have level 2.
Okay.
I'm a paladin.
He's got like.
Well, lay your hands on yourself.
Yeah.
One slot.
Paladin.
What'd you say about going up these stairs?
I said, once you guys are talking through this, and once you get through that second door going up to the steps,
something happens.
You guys hear, oh, you have all 8, don't you? And it's coming from the wall to my right.
Oh, yeah.
I immediately run over to the wall.
This guy, right? There's a door here?
What? No, there's no door there.
There is now. Not really. Actually, the wall starts to morph and it makes lips.
Yeah, there was a guy there before, right?
Yeah, he said he might have said something.
Yeah, he said he needs.
Yeah, he did.
The moonbeam.
What are you talking about?
When you guys first came down, he said he needed the cliff stones from the pools.
Oh yeah,
and an amulet.
I don't remember that at all.
I remember.
Are you sure it wasn't in your last campaign?
I remember.
Yeah, it happened.
I don't know. Maybe it was.
No, it happened.
Well, anyway, he says, you have a weight? Good. Good. I'm glad that you guys survived this far.
Us too.
Well, who are can you show me them all?
Wait, what? Why do we have to show them if you know where we have them?
I'm not allowed to open until I see them all.
Who are you?
I am the keeper of the rest of the dungeon.
Oh, so you know where everything is and how to get past everything.
I know what is required to get past me. I know that there's been 8 goof stones at this part.
Goof stones?
Goofy stones?
Goof stones.
Do you happen to have the green amulet?
You mean this amulet that I'm wearing?
Ah, yes. That's one piece. Oh, wow. Here, let me...
I want to insight.
You hear, like, see what lock this, mechanisms.
I want to see what this guy's intentions is.
Okay.
I think it's open.
Uh-oh. 15.
He seems really goofy and out of place, but his intentions, he wants to open the door.
You're very familiar to me. I don't think you're harmless. All right. I think you're harmless.
Okay.
I think it's harmless.
Yeah, I'm just a pair of lips.
That's harder said than done.
What am I supposed to do to you? Gum you to death?
What did you say?
Gum you to death.
Do you have all 8? Can I see him?
You don't have eyes.
You're just like lips.
Do you want to taste them?
Here they are, and I just hold out my hands.
I just need to see him.
With what?
I hold out.
Don't worry about it.
The thing.
So you're lying.
Maybe.
What?
You don't seem harmless.
This is Zoltar's mouthpiece, obviously.
Yeah. Is your name Zoltar?
No.
What's your name?
I don't have a name.
Schmolchar.
I was created by Zoltar.
Your lips are
Zoltar.
Your lips are chapped.
Hey, if you want to stand here and die, then just keep on walking.
I stand back. But I show both.
Well, there's 2.
I show my 3.
As you're starting to show them, you start to hear locking mechanisms behind them.
They're on my belt. I don't think they're hidden.
That's 5. Where's the other 3?
I hold out my 3.
Well, sounds great. Enjoy. Gets a little harder past here, so good luck. And you see the
Can
door.
Can you give us any hints?
And the door moves out of the way.
Can you give us any hints?
About what?
The rest of the dungeon.
Life.
Well?
Life tips.
I'd be careful about any spheres that you come upon.
Like green ones?
No, like really big ones.
One made of
petrified flesh.
You guys know?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You guys are really smart. Yeah, I'd stay away from that. That hurt a lot to get run over that.
Yeah. Well, it would... the thing that's called, flattening boulder something.
Yep.
The roller boulder?
The doom flattener or something.
Doom boom?
Yeah, that thing.
Chaka boom.
Doom to
boom.
Yeah,
well, other than that, it will get hot.
Oh, I can deal with that.
Okay, that's good. And, I have been feeling some tremors recently. I don't know what those are all about, but... Like, the ground's starting to move.
Like a big thing moving under the ground?
I don't know, yeah. Like, beyond the walls, it just feels like things are moving around.
Oh, great. Oh, like the dungeon's moving.
Well, I don't know if the dungeon moves, but...
Are they worms?
I thought you were the keeper of the dungeon.
I hope not. I don't like worms.
Things used to happen.
I see that.
Well, keep him away from me.
Yeah, he's fixed now.
What do we see through the door?
He doesn't have worms.
Another hallway.
Of course we do.
Of course you do.
All right, well, thanks, I guess. And we won't see you later, hopefully.
I hope not either, because if you see me, you went the wrong way.
Yeah, how many people will make it past you?
Well, there was a group that just came by.
Oh.
Were they snake people?
How did you know?
You're very good at this.
I glare at him back. And then I repeat what he said. Snake people?
Yeah, snake people.
How many were there, actually?
About 5.
They say what they were doing?
Oh.
Did they look
slimy? They're very quiet.
How long ago did they come through here?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Time's kind of different in here. Maybe a day, 2 days, your guys' time? Mm. 3 days?
Did they look slimy?
5 weeks?
They had a shimmer to them, yes.
I bet they were really dry, but they looked slimy.
Oh, I guess because I gave it to you. I'm like, where is this thing?
Well, I can't stay open for that long.
All right, let's go through.
I go through.
Yeah. You guys are all in there. There's a door before you. And that's it.
Like that? Oh.
I was just, and then slide everything your way. That's what you got.
I check for traps. With Ooh, my.
Check for those traps.
With my,
Your feet.
Dungeon Delver.
You don't find any.
You didn't even roll.
Nope. You don't even roll for that one. The door is unlocked. A common door. And as you open it...
Oh, we open it.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Got no other choice.
The door goes
in. It's the maze.
No, where's the door at?
Can I see that page again?
This one? Do you want to switch back?
Switch back. Oops. Oh, yeah, you guys can switch back seats.
Okay. The Doom Roller. It wished for nothing less than the annihilation of all living things. That's not so bad.
That's not bad at all.
Nothing less.
Special wing of the dungeon to house it, for it was pleased with its hideous avatar of death. He gifted the creation with a maze into which he could release his hapless captives. A round juggernaut could pursue them along the foul corridors, gleefully flattening them and absorbing their bones into its mass. Okay, ran over, guys.
Okay.
All right, as you open, two torches flicker on either side of a door on the far end of this 50-foot square room. The torchlight creates long shadows as it spills between metal bars that extend from the floor to the ceiling. This place is a prison. On each side of the chamber, two 10 by 20 foot cells fill much of the space, leaving only a 5 foot wide corridor in between. Beyond them is, on the left, a second door leads out of this room. Over there. Three of the cells hold dangerous beasts. They stir on your arrival and begin to growl and snarl. The cell to your far left, however, holds a tiefling woman with a stylish plate armor tinted with fiery red. She sits on the floor, lounging idly against the cell wall. Manacles clasp her wrists, the chains leading up to a mouth of brass face secured on the wall above her. She calls out, "Aha! My heroic rescuers have finally arrived! Save me!"
Who says that?
The tiefling old woman.
I say nobody move.
There's beasts that are stirring in their cells, snarling and growling. That's what you see there. There, the door is all the way on that far corner.
That's
behind
what you
there.
See there.
Oh, I need the thing. I need yours.
Hmm?
You're the one I gave.
Oh, the one you read?
Yeah.
Or is it all you need?
Is your... Yeah. I call down... Would you happen to be named Orzeline?
That is my name.
I close the door.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
I read the glyphstone telepathically.
Do you recall it?
Yeah.
As it's short, your telepathic powers are dissipating, yes.
Okay.
You're able to squeak it out.
It's intertwining with the tale of Zalatar and Zazul is the story of a tiefling known as Azuria. Whatever I just said.
Azaline,
the she-devil. This passionate, infernal warrior was one of Adronicus's bright blades until her own cruel ambitions drove her to forge a pact with Volcanthar, a terrifying red dragon residing in the abyss. She was banished from the Holy Order and wandered in obscurity for many years through the darkest plains in Mithras. Azaline followed the warlock's path under the demonic dragon's tutelage, augmenting her formidable fighting power prowess with the power she learned to harness from her abyssal patron. She used this power to carve out a small domain for herself, which she ruled from a fortified tower upon a lonely hill. But she was not content. Happiness eluded her, but she knew not why. Eventually, word made it to the tiefling that her old master, Adronicus, had been defeated. Knowing firsthand his prowess, Azaline was intrigued. Who could have defeated the formidable paladin? She made a pilgrimage to find out. Standing before the almost godlike cult leader, Azaline was awestruck with power and passion of Zazul in the impressive dungeon being created in her name was fascinating. Azaline was fascinated by a challenge that could test the grit and cunning of all who entered, and she herself desired to test her skills against it. She swore her sword to the Serpent Queen, and Zazul was pleased by the offer of fealty. Thus, Azaline entered the inner circle of the Serpent Cult. So, we might want to be really careful about trusting this chick. Just saying.
This chick.
This tiefling.
She's pretty old.
Well.
That doesn't mean anything.
Tags are old, too.
That's right. Okay.
So, I want to trust much of what she says. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a prison, but could that just be another trap? I open the door again, I guess.
Okay. Are you going to help me now, or why'd you shut the door?
I
hear geese stirring.
I was startled, and...
Okay.
Yes. I look around.
Anyone else? What are you guys doing?
Packing up.
Oh.
All right. We can stop here. That's fine.
Did you say she was trapped by chains like the ones we saw found things in?
Yep. Same ones that things was trapped in. So as you guys start approaching...
Magical.
You see in the walls... A compartment falls down and all this slop falls on the ground and the beast starts eating it up.
Like from over there?
Yeah, like over there and then a wall here, a compartment falls down and a bunch of slop hits the ground and slides on the ground and the beast start eating it all up. Mm. And then they turn back to you guys and start snarling again.
Does slop fall on the chick?
Nope.
She's so there's there. A door straight ahead and a door around the corner?
Correct. Yep.
And more torches.
And two more torches, correct.
Mm. They're real.
They're... You finally found a torch that's real!
You didn't describe them, so they must be real.
They must be real if you didn't describe them.
All right, we'll in there. We're at 15 till, so that sounds good to me.
Good, I can figure out where my center is.
Not feeling good about my health.
No, I wouldn't either.
Well, I can give you another healing potion if you want.
I have a backup plan for you, too.
Oh, do you?
I'll get it to you next time.
All right, you guys are doing pretty good still. This is night 6. So, yeah, we're doing pretty good on time.
We have 8.
You didn't get to use your lasso tonight, did you?
Nope.
Because you got knocked out in 2 seconds.
Yes.
We're over halfway now. So wait, we got 4 glyphstones tonight?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yes, you did.
So what happened, can I ask you, what would have happened if we didn't solve that big puzzle thing?
The bat thing?
Yeah.
What would you have done?
Well, I mean, we would have just skipped it.
Yeah.
Went to do the other stuff. Came back, but that door probably wouldn't have been there, right? Or would have said
the mouth.
Yeah,
he would have said where's
you
the
need
stones?
Eight.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you said I really hope you guys figure it out because it gives you a bunch of good stuff.
Oh, well, gave you the glyph stones.
Well, yeah,
and the little bead thing.
You made it sound like was optional.
Oh.
It did sound optional. I thought we were gonna get those potions.
Yeah, I thought we were gonna get the potions too.
Oh, to use those potions.
Because we were in an alchemy lab,
yep.
And we...
Yep. Nope, they weren't in there.
Them.
I think you guys have enough stuff to read and remember and use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's not much to remember with potion of wine or potion water breathing.
That's true.
Yeah, instead we got a thing that does a bunch of powers that circles his head. You got a bunch of staff. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what you were talking about. You really hope we get the staff.
I was hoping he was going to get the staff.
But we had to do it in order, right? So
correct.
There's no way we couldn't have gotten that.
The orb and the staff would not have been there if you guys would have done incorrect things.
Oh. Well, good. Okay, that makes more sense then.
Yeah.
And the
that's, like,
that's more of
we automatically
I meant.
Get it if
no,
we were...
No, that's what I meant more
okay.
of. You had to step on 2 incorrect tiles.
Oh, we only stepped on 1 incorrect tile.
Correct.
Nice.
Will our heroes be able to complete their quest? Find out next time on the Scandalous 6 Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Oh, hey. Not ready for the adventure to end? Keep up with us between episodes by subscribing to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/scandalous6. You can also follow us on Instagram at Scandalous6. And while you're at it, give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/Scandalous6Productions. Links to all these pages can be found in the notes of this episode. Okay, thanks. Bye!